Keep a bad bitch. Always dress real mean. You know my motto, nigga. I keep it low key. Rate, subscribe, and share.
Yay!
Okay. Good evening, jesters. Good evening, jestettes. Good evening, fellow jesterians. Thank you all for coming to another Sessions with the Misses. Another Session with the Misses. Session with the Misses. Dumbass. What's up, baby?
What's up?
What's up? Just life's good, baby?
Yes. Why? Why do you keep asking me if I'm good?
I'm just... Because you're giving me short answers, and
I'm hot, and you said, what's up? And I said, what's up? Back. I thought that was an intro we were doing.
Never mind.
It's fine.
Oh, it's okay, baby doll. So, you know, I've wanted a motorcycle, right, baby?
Mm-hmm.
You aren't too keen on me having a motorcycle, are you, baby doll?
No.
However, I found a loophole with you the other day. You wouldn't have a problem with me getting a trike, would you, baby doll?
I didn't say you'd have a problem with you getting one. I said you'd be more safer on that.
You said you'd feel more comfortable with me on three wheels.
Yeah, then too. That wasn't like an invitation to you to get a trike.
I would agree with you. And I've always wanted a trike.
I don't need one.
Not yet. Not yet. But I don't think I'll ever get one, honestly. To be honest with you, my love.
Yes, I wasn't saying for you to get one. Just saying wheels to four wheels is safer with for you.
I've been shopping around trying to, you know, make a few deals, pull a few legs, grease a few palms.
Are you on Twitter?
No, it's Facebook. But, why?
I just wondered.
I am on Twitter. At The Promoting Jester. Follow us on Twitter. Or, I think it's at The Promoting Jester on Twitter. Let me check that right quick. It is at Promoting Jester, not the. It's at Promoting Jester on Twitter. Follow me there for all your gesturing needs. But then I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's, right, baby?
Yes. I suppose that's what you said.
But what did you say?
Nothing back.
You said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And then I said, well, that's one thing we've got. You don't remember that time, baby?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. But don't you wish you were Jesse's girl?
I am.
Goddamn right you are. That's one thing I never have to worry about. I always have Jesse's girl, right, baby doll?
Yes.
You sound so happy and upbeat.
Doesn't
You're not. I know. I'm just saying.
Well, then stop mentioning it. Well, I'm hot. So I'm...
I think you should tell us a story,
baby. I don't have a story to tell.
One of these days you will.
Perhaps, just not today.
Not today. That's why I'm never going to stop asking, baby. But I have a story. Because I went on a trip Tuesday. It was, I think I was gone. I didn't think you even realized I was gone when you got home. But I was. Did you ever check on me Tuesday night after you got home?
From work?
Yeah.
Jesse, you're always home when I get home for work.
You think I am. I wasn't.
Trust
Tuesday.
Me, I know you are.
I wasn't Tuesday.
But you were.
I wasn't, though.
How are you going to tell me you weren't when you were?
But I wasn't. I was kidnapped. Abducted. But you didn't. You may have. They may.
Or I was just letting them keep you.
No, it was aliens, baby.
Exactly. I don't care who it was. I was probably just like, oh, they got them.
Oh, you miss me.
Apparently I didn't. You said I didn't know.
Well, it's dark. I mean, you just assume I'm here. You, I mean, I...
Jesse, I crawl into bed. You were here. So, yes, I would know if you weren't here.
I guess you would.
Yeah, you think?
But maybe the aliens fucked with your head, too.
No, they could never.
Never say never, baby.
I trust me, I know. It's a never.
Have you encountered an alien and had them try to fuck with your head? You say, hey, fuck with my head, I want to see if you can. So you know that it's never going to happen.
Right.
Oh, babe, you are so sure of yourself, and I love it.
I am sure.
But the thing is, you don't know what you don't know. Like, you
Jesse,
don't
shut
know
up.
What...
Yes, I do know.
How could you know what you don't know?
I know my own head.
Yeah, but you don't know what you don't know.
Don't. That is just going to irritate me now.
Just like, just I don't going. Know what I don't know. The more I know, the more I know I don't know. There's just so much shit out there to know. That's why it's my lifelong goal to... I want to learn everything that there is to learn. I want to have everlasting knowledge. Is that possible, baby?
I don't know. Do you think it's possible?
No.
Okay, then there's your answer.
So you're saying you think whatever I think?
No. But don't ask me a question, and then I ask you, do you think that'll happen? No, then...
But that doesn't mean... I'm asking your opinion. Like, it doesn't have to be the same as my opinion.
I know. I just summed it up.
You're just being weird.
I'm not being weird. How am I being weird? I'm not. Okay. You're asking me out there questions that... So, I mean, it's not like it's a serious question you're asking me. You asked me if I knew for sure aliens wouldn't touch my head. Really? It shouldn't even matter what I said. Aliens, Jesse.
Aliens are real, baby.
Okay.
The U.S. government has come out and said that aliens are real.
I said okay.
Okay. I'm just saying the UFOs are real. They're for real. For real, for real.
Does somebody have a picture of one? Has somebody encountered one? Okay.
The U.S. government has ships that were not made on this planet. They have possession of airships that were not made on this planet.
Okay.
You think I'm lying to you, baby?
I'm just saying, okay. I don't care about the government. I don't care about what they have. They can suck my boob. I don't care. Onward.
I'm just stunned by your ability to do that.
To do what?
Just not care about...
The government and shit?
Well, I...
Jesse, I live as is shit affecting me. Aliens are not affecting my life. I do not care.
Fair enough.
Why would I want to boggle my brain over something like that?
Just mysteries, man.
No, I dismiss it.
You dismiss it.
Dead, gone, never existed to me. So,
I wish I had that ability.
It is a blessing.
But it's aggravating to others.
And?
I
don't care about how others perceive me. Again, that's their problem, not mine.
But the thing is, if I were to use that on you, the other way around, that would be totally...
To do what, Jesse? To turn what around?
Like, if I would have... Like, if... Because I'm like... By other people, man, it was kind of aggravating to me how you just... Now I've lost track.
Exactly. I don't know what you're talking about. You said how I could dismiss others?
Yeah.
I don't... Because they're nobody to me.
Okay, so that you're not just dismissing me.
Jesse, We never even discussed you. You took it to another level. We're talking about aliens, the government, and I said I don't care about things that don't pertain to me. Meaning, I don't care if Jack down the street were to fall and crack his head. It's not affecting my life. Hopefully someone helps him.
Damn, that's cold. I don't think it could
maybe
be like
cold
that.
Or maybe minding my business. Jesse, it's me. Now, I don't care if you'd run and help him. I'm just saying, I'm not going to let that, him tripping and falling and hitting his head, affect my life here.
No, but you would laugh. It
depends.
He probably would be wearing a turnover guy.
I'd be like, well, he shouldn't have been running.
Like that old guy in that greenhouse there at the end of the road lives with his wife and their Down syndrome kid there, or guy there.
What about him? They fell?
No, it's as if that old man who's always walking up to the store would fall. I don't know.
I'd be like, well, yeah, no.
Oh, well, baby. Just know that I love you, and that...
I love you too, but there's just...
Some shit?
Yeah, I'd rather not think or care about.
Me too, I just can't help myself. So, baby... Hold on. This is your weekly dose of This Is True by Arcee at thisistrue.com. Beautiful, huh, baby?
Is what beautiful?
You. You're beautiful.
That's something we were just... You were asking me a question about what you were reading.
I was just reading off the... Who supplied us the information that I'm about to go through. It was just a throwaway line, baby. It really didn't mean anything. I don't remember what he said. The long and winding road, baby. Every year, multiple tourists have to be rescued from Western Colorado's mountain trails and jeep roads. Or, as the case may be, rescuers have to recover their bodies. The 12-mile Black Bear Pass Road, a narrow dirt track between Ouray County's Red Mountain Pass and Telluride that features 500 to 1,000 foot drop-offs, is particularly bad, says San Miguel County Sheriff Bill Masters. Those without expert backcountry skills and proper equipment, he says, shouldn't even try it. In case of trouble, it can take hours for help to arrive. Once rescuers finally receive notice from the area without cell phone coverage. Let me ask you this, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you even try? Like, I'm guessing, like, those rock crawling trucks. You've seen them, right?
Yes.
I'm guessing that's what this is. If you don't have the skills, why would you try to even accomplish something that you could die if you make even the slightest mistake?
Doesn't that go back to your you don't know if you don't know? Like, how do you know they're gonna die?
I guess they just trust themselves. Because I guess that...
Or they just don't care.
Who wouldn't care about their own life?
People who bungee jump, skydive...
Oh, no. That's a complete... I would love to skydive.
Yes, but the minute you take that, there's only one way you're going to come out of it if you don't survive. And you know that going up. Am I right?
Baby, let me...
So they know... Hold on. If they know they don't know how to drive over rocks with a truck, they know there's a possibility something could go wrong. So they just took that chance.
Which, I guess, that is subjective. That's a poor decision. I view that as being a poor decision.
What is?
To put your life in danger like that.
But people do it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
It's on them.
100%. 100%. But you know what? That's Darwin right there. Survival of the fittest.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, if you bungee jump, skydive, do stuff you have no clue what you're doing. I mean, you know the risk and what could happen. If somebody was like, I can't believe they died, but I do. I did.
It's ridiculous, he said. Stay off our mountain passes if you don't know what you're doing. As for city drivers who think they have what it takes in a rental Jeep, don't be an ass clown, Masters said. With all due respect to ass clowns, and you wouldn't believe how many ass clowns can fit into a Jeep. Are you crazy? Like, you're telling me. Towering foolishness. Homeless people are using an extremely risky place to sleep, says Utah's Weber's County Sheriff's Office. They posted a photo on social media showing people hammocking in towers holding up high-voltage electrical transmission lines. The hammockers are climbing up the tower and sometimes between power lines, the department says. These lines carry 75,000 kilovolts, and that power can jump from lines, you think? The lines are actually 75,000 kilovolts, or 75,000 volts. What the hell? Turnover in bed is another risk when sleeping in a tower. Parents, the post begs, please pass this along to your children so they can understand just how easy it is to climb the towers. That's really fucking stupid. Boy, this world is just full of stupid people, isn't it?
Well, there's diverse types of people everywhere, Jesse.
Oh, that's right. You are not looking. I'm gonna call it out when I see it. That's just stupid. That's just stupid. Climbing high tension power lines.
I already told you, Jesse. These people gotta know what's in it when they do it.
Fire crews were called to help a dog in distress in Waterbeach, Cambridgeshire, England. The family's dachshund, Millie, had managed to get herself stuck in a metal wine rack. Nobody knows how she got there, but she wasn't able to get out until rescuers used cutters to remove her. It took about 30 minutes to free the... Could you imagine... Well, Bentley's a big dachshund. There isn't a wine rack big enough
for Bentley. He's a doxador, actually.
Yeah. But could you imagine... The Tom, who I play poker at his house, he's got like 3-4 dachshunds. And I could imagine... They're small enough to fit in a wine rack. That would be funny. That would be funny.
Bentley's gotten himself situations.
Yeah.
Oh my god, one time a charger, it was dark in the living room, and my charger, like, I don't even know, plopped on him, and he, and ran away. I was like, it's a charger. Like, I don't know what he thought.
He's a sissy, mommy, you know this.
He is definitely a type of dog I've never had before.
Hey there, fellow Jesterians. I'm just here enjoying my brand new tabletop vaping unit that I got from To The Cloud Vapor Store. Vaping your weed is the best way to consume your cannabis, in my opinion. If you feel the same way, make sure you go check out tothecloudvaporstore.com. Check out all the toys they have there. It's an awesome site. Make sure at the checkout you use the code word JESTER. Save 15% on your entire order. However, there are some caveats. This will not work on the Peak Pro, the new PAX 3, or Cloud Evo. Same goes if the item is already on sale. But other than that, use the word JESTER at checkout. Save 15%. That's JESTER, all caps. Man, now let's get back to the show.
Yeah, I've never seen one like him either. So, what did, today's an anniversary, baby.
Huh?
Today's the 5th year anniversary. 5 years ago today, I made a solemn vow to myself.
What?
Never cut off my toe. I still have all 10 toes, baby. Are you proud of me?
Yes.
Good stuff. Good stuffings, baby doll. I have an idea, babe. Aw. Did you see that?
Yes, I'm in the same group. I've seen it. You're like, did I look on there? Well, I probably liked it.
Okay. Well, I didn't scroll down that far. So I just didn't know if you've seen it yet. I know we belong to the same group. I just didn't know if you've seen it yet. But I forget. Yes. Duh. My bad.
I mean, sorry. Jesse, you show me memes.
Yes, I know. That's my bad completely.
It's not your bad. It's just, it should not be a shock.
True story. But I got an idea today from Twitter about what I should do or something I can do with the podcast. You know, I was kind of leaning libertarian for a little bit, right?
I don't know. I don't get into that, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, you know, I went up... when I first started the Jester, I went up to Fredonia, I think, and went to a libertarian meeting, met Larry Sharp, and all this.
Well, I don't know. Okay, I remember you going places, but I wasn't.
Okay.
So well, I'll take your word that, okay, that's what you were.
Yes. I am going to start leaning, getting high with a Jester more towards the libertarian leaning stance, and I'm going to do like a class on the, what the hell is it called? The Anarchist Handbook. And, because I've always considered myself more of an anarchist, libertarian slash whatever.
I don't know. I don't know about that shit. Don't care to know.
Okay, then I won't tell you what an anarchist is. But, yeah, so I'm just going to do that probably every Wednesday. I think I'm going to do, I don't know, a chapter or break it up however it is. And just do one little bit every week. Fuck yeah, huh, baby? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just telling you a plan, baby. This is our business that I'm trying to grow, and you, I figured you'd like to know. That's all. But, oh, man. Oh. So yesterday, I just had to go for a walk. I walked down to 7-Eleven there on Hazeltine.
Tessie.
What? What?
Go on.
Why do you keep it? Why? What, baby? What?
Nothing. Go on.
What?
Go on.
Oh, now I forgot where I was. I was at Hazeltine. I was going to 7-Eleven. But as I was on my way to 7-Eleven, I saw a poodle stuck in a bear trap in the middle of the football field in Purcell. So you know what I did?
What?
I shot the poodle.
Did you?
I had to.
Did she bring them things home? Trinity found newborn mice.
What?
Trinity found newborn mice.
Where?
At her dad's.
Where?
Mm-hmm. So she's going to try to nurse them to release.
Good luck with it, I guess.
I told her she can attempt it. But to know the reality of it.
What happened to the mother?
She found them in a tarp. Like they were moving a tarp and found them.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I have never reared mice. Not reared much of anything, honestly. That's a lie. I don't know. Depending if... I'm just going to stop that because I was going nowhere. So, yes. I ended up having to shoot the poodle, baby, because I could not open a bear trap. You know how big those fucking things are?
Yep, I've seen them.
I don't have the proper tools to open a bear trap.
Nappy.
And I just couldn't let that dog suffer. You know?
Uh-huh.
Are you here, baby?
I was listening to, I don't know what's going on. Oh, okay.
You want to just end this and you can go?
No, I thought she was crying, so I wanted to, you know.
Gotcha, gotcha.
I mean, if she was upset, yeah, I wanted to know why.
Gotcha. Oh, Schneike bottoms. But you kind of ruined the momentum of my story. I forgot where I was. I couldn't go.
Bear traps being too big to open.
Yeah, and it's... And I couldn't let the dog suffer.
I didn't interrupt you. I was just listening.
I was...
You interrupted your own story.
I get it,
by baby. Wondering what I was doing.
I get it, baby. I get it. But, you see, when... It was the middle of March. And they were playing basketball. You ever play basketball, baby? It's
yes.
A good time. You should try it.
Played it before, like I just said, yes.
But you're a girl.
What?
You're a girl.
Does everybody's played basketball one time or another? Both boy and girl.
That was funny, baby. Tell me that wasn't funny.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't know what you really mean because you were sheltered in the country.
I was.
Y'all didn't have like little city get-togethers at the basketball hoops and stuff.
We didn't have time for that, baby. I was throwing hay or weeding garden. Or playing football. Or shoveling couches.
And like I said, you were in the country, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
But we did have... One Monroe picnics.
country things. Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Y'all have black block parties. Not black block parties. Y'all have block parties, and we have road parties.
Yes, y'all are all neighborly. Like, hey. It's just different. I'm just saying, you lived in the country, I lived in the city. So when you say stuff, I don't really know if you really are meaning it because we come from two different backgrounds.
Yes, but I'm...
Jesse, so you saying, you're a girl... In your little country style, I can see country people are like you thinking really that girls can't play basketball. So I just, like I said, I don't know if you're joking sometimes or if you really are meaning it. Because you were... Stop clicking that before I break a finger. And yes, it's recording. And so everyone's a witness to me saying I break your finger. But you know...
This woman is rude to me.
No, Jesse. Please don't act like that's the first time I've ever said that to you.
Exactly. You see how many times she's starting to break my fingers?
But are your fingers broke, though? Are they broke?
No, they healed. Yeah.
No, they wouldn't be there. There would be nothing there to heal.
Oh.
Oh, no. You're so
violent. Yeah, you see what your mother's talking about, baby boy?
My nubby loves
you. Yeah, your mother's talking about making your daddy a nubby.
Yeah.
Just wanted to let you know about a fucking amazing sponsor we have. 71 Degrees and Cloudy. They're an awesome little smoke shop down in the heart of Lakewood, New York. Or you can find them at 710andcloudy.com. They have all your smoking accessories. Everything you need to smoke. They have glass. They have incense. They have dab rigs. They have dab pads. They have everything. Go check them out at 710andcloudy.com. Or at 50 Chautauqua Avenue in Lakewood, New York. Use the code word SWED10 and save 10% at checkout. Now let's get back to the show.
You my baby. She's my good boy. Oh, my good boy.
So.
I eat your little nose. I eat your whole snout.
So I split wood the other day. And I made steak. I cooked steak for my parents.
Did you cook for them?
I did.
What a nice son.
Yeah. See, my mom goes, wow, this is the first steak in years that I've eaten that I haven't had to cook. I'm like, yeah, I always thought I'd make somebody a good wife someday. Oh, I make you a good wife, don't I, baby?
Jesse, why do you always refer to as wife and not husband?
Well, because I cook and I don't clean so much
that,
anymore.
See, you are stuck on male and female roles. It's that country life you live, I'm telling you. Huh, Neb? Yeah.
That's not.
It's growing up with three channels, Jesse. Baby. You are not open to the world.
Baby.
Jesse.
I'm gonna make a point here. Like, when I first got here, you remember Tay asking me why I did women's work? Why I did the dishes?
And how old was Tay?
I'm just saying, so...
How old was Tay?
I'm just saying, so I'm...
First of all...
And he wasn't so...
Okay, but first of all, you're talking about a son who was raised without a father. In the household. So, yeah, I did it all, Jesse. So, yeah, he probably was not used to seeing a dude doing stuff. Because I was the only one.
Well, my dad never did the dishes.
Well, that's yours. But I'm saying, Jesse, I'm talking about from why Tay probably assumed that. Because he just saw his mom doing it.
No, I think it's actually a male thing. I don't think it has to do with being raised in the city or the country.
I'm talking about... Jesse.
Yes, baby. I stop.
Jesse, I'm talking about like why Tay asked you. That's what you were like.
Yeah, and I was pointing out that because he thought that
But it was two different situations from you.
What?
But that was two different situations.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So it's not based on if you grew up in the country or the city. It's just, it's a male role. It's just what boys are brought up thinking. That's what I thought when I was a kid, that women did dishes. So I'm sure that's why Tay thought that women did dishes. Because that's just, you're a female,
But you just said because your dad never washed dishes. Okay, so you thought that. Tay never seen a dude here washing dishes, so that's why he said it. So you both grew up with women watching, doing the dishes. That's why you think that.
Okay.
Now ask somebody that's had both parents in the household and they both share and see how they're answered. I'm just saying.
So you prove my point.
Always just like to rip on you about being in the country with three damn channels. Gotcha. And you know this.
Okay, I gotcha. You're calling me a bumpkin. I was a bumpkin.
In the dead of country, on this long-ass country road with three channels.
Oh, but I guess they have the option they could have cable now.
Jesse, we're talking about when you were a child.
I know, I just found this out, though, that now they can get cable if they want. We never had that option back then.
There's movies. Damn, you could at least, my kids didn't grow up on, like, a lot of cable, but damn, they had a selection of movies.
We had, like, VHS movies, baby. And, like, that were recorded.
What kind of movies, Jesse?
What?
What kind of movies, though?
Harry and the Hendersons was one. Adventures in Babysitting.
Okay, so you did have a variety.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I thought maybe we'd all be like...
A Top Gun.
No, no. I thought they'd be more like... Like
Heidi.
Green Acres, or...
Well, we had Heidi.
Or Lassie, or... Well, I like Lassie. Or...
Lassie, that can't
that in there. What is it? Leave It to Beaver.
I never watched
Or
those.
Gunsmoke, or, you know, them type of movies.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes,
they watch a lot of that, Beverly Hillbillies now. They have it on disc.
They do.
The set.
Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't even be shocked. I'd be like, yep, seems about right. If I saw the movie collection, I'd be like, mm-hmm.
Well, did you ever see any of the old Heidi movies with, like, what was her name?
Heidi?
No. No, the actress who played Heidi.
I don't even know Heidi movies.
Let me see my phone, baby.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
You're not getting that Flickr until you're out of my sight.
That was her name.
Heidi movies?
Yeah, who played Heidi? She had red hair. Curly. She was in a whole bunch of movies.
Shirley Temple?
Yeah. Shirley, we watched a lot of Shirley Temple movies growing up. I'd like to see Heidi again. That was a good movie. I can still see her grandfather calling out the snow, Heidi!
Okay, Jesse, we get it. We stop. You're going to get Nubby going.
Rate, subscribe, and share.
Yay!
Well, baby, it is about that time. So, do you want to end it? Do you want to end it? Tell them the words, baby.
Be a better version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke weed every day.
Preach it, sister.
Oh, my God. And make shit happen.
Oh, get it!
Yeah, Jesse, stop.
I'm sorry about that.